I'm Andrew Schneider with Sarah Gritters and Avi Amos of the Pella Christian Volleyball Team following their 3-0 win over Pleasantville. First of all, you guys took care of business for the most part, really didn't let the Trojans in the match. What were some of the biggest keys you thought to some early leads that really allowed you to kind of settle in and take care of business?
I'd say that our serving, that we got a lot of our serves in. Our goal is to get 93%, and I feel like we got pretty close to that this game. And I'd say that we got a lot of our hits in, and we tried to just get up everything that we could, and we didn't really let many balls drop.
So I also thought our serving, we've been really focusing on that as a key, and I thought our serving was great. And I also thought that our blocking went really well. I thought that we got up in all the balls, even like free balls, and we just really didn't let the ball back over the net.
And so, Avi, the offense was pretty balanced tonight. A lot of girls got on in the action. Lizzie was passing it all over the place. You know, when you guys are in rhythm like that, what's it like to be in that offense, knowing that when you guys are really good, it's not all on one or two players?
Yeah, so that's really awesome, obviously. It's really good because it not only does it give lots of players opportunities to get kills, it also spreads out the blockers and keeps it even, so it is easier to get a kill. And it was just cool to get everyone involved and everyone to have that good attitude.
And so, obviously, you have another game left at least, hopefully more. What do you think the key is to prepare for this week, and what are the things you really need to work on these next couple of days?
I'd say just keeping on making sure that we're ready for anything that comes back over the net, so either blocks or tips, or just keeping working on our consistency in serving and just being ready to play our game and not like worrying about how good they're going to be, that we just play our game.
And Avi, it's a long road trip. Chances are you'll be playing a ranked team. You know, what do you prepare for knowing that when you're going to go on the road, it's going to be a different gym? What do you think are the keys to winning on the road, especially against good teams?
I honestly think it's all about attitude. So it's keeping a positive attitude and keeping that mentality that you are going to win, whether it's hard or not. And also just thinking that as long as we try our best, everything should go great, and that it really should make no difference if we keep going.
Sarah Gritters, Avi Amos, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.